The next case we will be discussing is Madison v. Alabama, a case decided in the Supreme Court in 2019. The question before the court was if the Eighth Amendment prohibits execution of an inmate whose medical condition resulted in amnesia to the crime. In this case, Mr. Vernon Madison shot and killed a police officer during a domestic dispute with his ex-girlfriend. He also shot and injured his ex-girlfriend. After two mistrials due to errors, Mr. Madison was convicted and given a life sentence by a jury after a third trial. However, the judge overruled the jury and sentenced Mr. Madison to death. Prior to being executed, Mr. Madison subsequently suffered from severe strokes in 2015 and 2017, resulting in vascular dementia, legal blindness, and amnesia to the crime. A psychologist hired by the court opined that Mr. Madison, despite his new and severe deficits, understood that he were to be executed and the reason for his execution. Mr. Madison appealed his death sentence, arguing that it would be a violation of the Eighth Amendment to execute him, given that he did not remember the crime due to his new cognitive impairment secondary to his strokes. As a refresher, let's quickly review previous landmark cases pertaining to competency to be executed. In Ford v. Wainwright, it was decided that in order to be competent to be executed, the prisoner needs to understand that they would be executed and the reasons why. In Panetti v. Quarterman, the rationality of one's understanding of the purposes of their death sentence should be considered when determining competency to be executed. Jumping back into the current case of Madison v. Alabama, the Supreme Court agreed to hear the case and oral arguments were held in 2018. During oral arguments, Alabama Deputy Attorney General Thomas Govan surprised some observers and justices by agreeing with the defense that dementia could be a form of incapacitation sufficient to meet the Ford and Panetti standards prohibiting the execution of some incapacitated inmates. However, Mr. Govan argued that Mr. Madison's condition did not meet those tests because he still had the cognitive ability to understand why he was being executed, even though he could not recall the crime. The defense argued that Mr. Madison was disabled beyond sole memory loss, and thus his execution would violate the Eighth Amendment. In a 5-3 opinion, the Supreme Court held that the Eighth Amendment may permit executing a prisoner even if he or she cannot remember committing the crime. However, the Eighth Amendment may prohibit executing a prisoner who suffers from dementia or another disorder rather than just due to psychotic delusions. The court also held that if a prisoner is unable to rationally understand the reasons for their sentence, the Eighth Amendment would forbid their execution. The dissenting justices stated that they would not have commented on rational understanding, as this was not a question posed by Mr. Madison. The court remanded the case for the lower court to determine whether Mr. Madison was able to rationally understand the reasons for his sentence. In 2020, Mr. Madison died at age 69 and was never executed.